Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's make three things very clear. World War III, I'm going to win. Kurt Hennig, I'm going to disable. And Lex Luger, just because you're in my way tonight, you number three in this town, me being number one, Elvis being number two, and you being number three. Woo!
It's a Ric Flair Friday without Jason Puckett. He's on the road with his family. He's got a family trip down there for a gymnastics meet for his daughter in Long Beach, and so he'll be back on Tuesday. Tim Booth from the Associated Press is joining me today here at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM. The headlines are brought to you by Buddies, Goodies, and Glass, because as Tim Booth knows, it's always
420
at Buddies. That's right. It's always 420 at Buddies. Thank you for playing the sound there, Chris. LeBron James last night, 26 points, so he's 63 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the top scorer ever in the NBA. The Lakers beat the Pacers 112-111. We think that he's going to break the record Tuesday night against Oklahoma City at Staples Center. They play, the Lakers do, the Pelicans tomorrow at 3 o'clock. If you want to watch LeBron, it'll be on ESPN2. There's a chance that he could break the record this coming Thursday against Milwaukee. He averages 30 a game, so it's going to be, boy, Oklahoma City or Milwaukee in front of the home crowd. The Huskies last night, they lost to number 9 UCLA at Pauley Pavilion, 70-61. Good comeback by the Huskies in the second half. Fell a little bit short. They'll be at USC 6:30 tomorrow. FS1 and the Cougs. That's right, the Cougs. Hey, guess what? We lost again. and guess what? I had $20 on us. Muhammad Gay, 31 points, 12 rebounds. USC, the winner there, 80-70. The Cougs go to Pauley Pavilion, where I believe our record is 3-58 over the course of the lifetime of our school. So we'll see how that turns out tomorrow at 4 o'clock. All right, it's time. Do we have him? Oh, the cash giveaway. Man, I almost forgot that. Backup quarterback, what the hell? Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM brings you the $1,000 Power Play presented by Muckleshoot Casino. It's your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website, cash. That's cash, C-A-S-H. Enter it now at 933KJR.com.
Wait, did you bet the money line on Wazoo?
I bet $20 plus 7, and then I had $10 on the money line. Yeah, so I lost $30 on the Cougs last night. Yeah.
That was not wise, Jim.
Well, it looked wise as heck for a while. We had a 13-point lead in the first half.
At least getting 7 looked great for a while. You need that backdoor cover like they had against Arizona.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was an all-timer.
That really was amazing.
I think we made bad beats on that one.
It should have led bad beats.
Yeah, with Rodman hitting that 3 that was pretty much meaningless unless you bet on the game.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty fun, but anyway, we'll see if the boy. I just have had a hard time watching the Cougs this year. It's just because it's just so frustrating. It's infuriating because they're a good team, but they're not.
You sound like a Husky fan watching their basketball team this year.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but they look like, I know it's more fun to win, but they look like they never have any fun at any time. And I you like Mike Hopkins, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I do too. I personally really like the man, but
it's not working.
It's not happening.
Something is not working there.
It's not happening at all. Okay, it's time for the Prince of Puyallup, and we believe that we have him, and we believe that he might be outraged, upset, disappointed. One of the three. Chris Egan, I heard your name this morning. Bucky Jacobson nominated you as a wild card pick for their contest at all these people best at what they do in Seattle right now, and Bucky Jacobson uttered the words, Chris Egan. I want Chris Egan in my top 10, but I learned that you got beat out by Husky Stadium. I'm not sure how this contest goes, but Egan, I would have had you front and center, number one over all comers, including Julio.
Well, first off, Jim and Tim, it's just awesome to be on 93.3. I mean, this is the show of record, 93.3, and I'm so happy Bucky Jacobson, who was also on 93.3, was able to nominate me. But I'm gonna admit, Tim, Friday is my pickleball day, so I was listening to you guys, but missed the morning show today, so I was not able to get my grassroots effort together down here in Puyallup, all across the great Pacific Northwest to begin a campaign against Husky Stadium. But, to lose to a stadium, I guess that's okay. I'm not disappointed. I don't know what the contest entailed and how I went down. But I thank Bucky Jacobson for at least nominating.
Okay, well, I wasn't quite sure why you were nominated, because the contest is best at what they do in Seattle right now. I mean, what are you good at?
Well, Jim, what I'm good at, Jim, is just going around the great Northwest. Jim, I'm just going to take you through my week, because I want to highlight all these people. Monday morning at Seattle U with the basketball team with Cameron and DeMarcus Tyson. We're going to have a story on the two brothers coming up next week on King 5. Cameron, one of the stars for Seattle U. DeMarcus is the assistant coach, one of the best three-point shooters in University of Portland history. Great story on these two brothers. Later on that day, we went over to Garfield High School. And if you have not watched high school basketball this year, and Tim Booth, I'm going to tell you what, this Garfield team is loaded. They have 11 seniors, and we sat down with Brandon Roy, and I'm excited to share this story of Brandon Roy kind of talking about his life from Garfield. He never won a state title at Garfield, to the University of Washington, to the NBA, Rookie of the Year, to, the career going away with the knee problem, and now to him giving back, basically. He's a coach at Garfield. He's got four kids. He's got enough money in the bank. He doesn't need to do this, and he's doing it for the love of the game. And it's just a fun story, and I can't speak highly enough of Brandon Roy. Tuesday, Jim, we headed out to beautiful Paulsboro and watched young Cade Ornes, a junior there, join the 1,000-point club, and they won their eighth straight Olympic League title. Wednesday, Mariners Media Day. I want to talk more about that in a second, about maybe the most hyped team in America right now. Thursday, I was out at Bainbridge Island. Tim, if you want your kid to learn pitching, Jeff Brown is the man out there. We were out there. We were Western Washington against SPU last night. Puyallup Rogers last night. I made it there. And today, Jim, to wrap it up, we pickleballed, and now we're getting ready for the Washington Sportsman Show at the Washington State Fair. Runs through Sunday. Elk calling, boats, buoys, bass, bears, bird dogs, black-tailed deer, you name it, hunter, fishermen, head on down to the Washington State Fair today. I'll be there all day in my booth, my Tim booth. So there you go. That's what I do, Jim. I just go around the state.
That sounds really busy, Egan, but I do have one question.
Well, Jim,
why would you waste your time going to an SPU Western basketball game? I don't understand why you would spend the time going and watching those schools when you could have just as easily gone and watched the flagship institution of the state of Washington, Central Washington University.
Well, yeah, I knew you were going to go there with that one, and it probably did hurt to see those two getting a lot of attention last night. Western Washington, Jeff Evans, God bless him, bringing his team down to take on the mighty Falcons. And here's the thing, as you guys were just talking about before it went on, about, it's been a tough year for the Cougs, it's been a tough year for the Huskies, and then, it's been an up-and-down year for the Zags. Let's be honest, they're good, but they haven't had the season they've had. And about 2 weeks ago, I said, the two teams to watch right here are SPU and Seattle U, and both of those two now have had a tough week, too. So it's been a tough road to the basketball world for the college kids lately.
Yeah, it sure has. Well, we're talking to Chris Egan. He's the Prince of Puyallup, but he's no longer involved in Chuck and Bucky's contest there on the morning show, but we love him anyway. So the Mariners Media Day, everybody was excited. Has there ever been a year where, they won 90 games last year, so you think they're going to duplicate that or go one step farther, Chris Egan?
Well, it's great you have Tim on here today, Jim, because I think Tim could help me on this one. I've been to every Mariners Media Day for the past 21 years. And I'm not sure how many other people have done that. This was the most overhyped, overattended media day I've ever been to in my life. I mean, you had the King 5 morning crew. You had Q13. You had several people from Como, several from Cairo. Almost Live was there. There was 18 Seattle Times members there. The AP had three people there. The Athletic had four people there. There was bloggers, YouTubers. New Day was there. Cisco Morris, I believe, was there. Ed Hume was there. Tim, I don't think I've ever seen more media for this media day in my life. Am I correct?
I mean, even Ian Furness was there. So, I mean, you knew it was a big deal once a Canadian showed up for it.
Greg Bell was there. I didn't know he covered the Mariners. Now, are they all there because the hype, or was it the free lunch? I don't know what was going on, but I got to tell you, that should tell you, though, where we are with this team right now. It's just not the media. It's the Pacific Northwest. I'm dropping my kid off at school today. You know, you see kids out there wearing Mariners gear for the – I mean, the team is kind of starting to take over a little bit, the Pacific Northwest, and it's exciting. I mean, talking to the other media members – I've been down to spring training, Tim, 15 years in a row now, and there's many years down there where it's just the beat writers and myself and Jen Mueller and the Root Sports crew. Well, this year, I think every TV station is going, maybe for the first time in 15 years. So that just kind of tells you what this team has done to this area. And it's just kind of, you know, when you got morning show crews and afternoon show crews, it's taking over everything right now. And, it's a lot of pressure on these guys. I mean, last week I sat on here with you, Jim, and I said...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I like where this team is at. I feel good about this. And now it's starting to feel like there's going to be a lot of pressure on this team to not only duplicate what they did, but go a little further.
Well, Chris, as Jim asked me earlier, and I kind of hedged a little bit, but... Do you think they've done enough to be better than a 90-win team? Is Colton Wong and A.J. Pollock and Teoscar Hernandez, are they enough of an upgrade from what they had a year ago to be a 95-win team or a 100-win team and maybe contend with the Astros in the division?
Well, I mean, I sit there, and Tim, and I, the first thing I always do with baseball, and you're a baseball dad as well, and we know what wins in baseball, and that's pitching. I mean, it's what wins in baseball is to have a good pitching staff. And you know, I mentioned those 15 years I've been down there. We've never gone down there in my recollection and had a starting rotation all set. I mean, the question was asked at media day, gosh, this is, you know, there's not a lot of battles. Well, you know, Scott Servais and Jerry Dipoto threw out, well, we're going to have some battles. Well, really, there's not a lot of huge battles taking place. I mean, when was the last time you went down there and you had your five pitchers set? Now, knock on wood, a lot can happen in spring training. A lot can happen with the WBC. Pitchers get injured, arms get hurt. But the starting rotation is pretty set. The bullpen, we know who is on the bullpen for the first time in a long time. So I like where they're at there. To answer your question, is A.J. Pollock, is Colton Wong, is Teoscar Hernandez, are those three – good enough to take you to the next level? I think that's the million-dollar question right now. I think with those three, you're needing J-Rod to be better. You're needing France to be better. You're needing Geno Suarez to be where he was at. You need Cal Raleigh to be where he was at. You need J.P. Crawford to be better. And you need Jared Kelnick to be better than he was. So there's a lot of things that need to happen there for that to happen.
Yeah, well, that's... We're talking to Chris Egan, so that's a little bit of a diplomatic, you know, nice response by you there. Is that because you're kitty corner from T-Mobile Field and you want to be neighborly?
I can see inside Kevin Martinez. I can actually just look right across and see Kevin Martinez working on his laptop right now. So, I think, Jim, I think they're in a good spot. I honestly do. I think they should contend with that pitching staff and with that bullpen. And you know, I have to believe that Julio is going to be better, and that, you know, the ceiling's the limit for this kid. And I like Teoscar Hernandez. I really do. I think he's a great addition. And Colton Wong and Adam Frazier, I think Colton Wong's a little bit better. So I think the big one there is right field. You know what? You lose Mitch Haniger. Sure, you could put Teoscar out there, but you know that means you got to start Jarrett Kelenic. So I think that's the big question mark. You know, is how is Kelenic going to perform? But you do have the two spark plugs and the two guys that everybody loves sitting there on the bench, Sam Haggerty and Dylan Moore. And you know what? If one of them gets hot, keep them in the lineup.
Okay, with Jarrett Kelenic, I mean, how do you feel about it? Like, if somebody told you you'll never play pickleball in your life again, but if you get this wrong, will Kelenic be good or bad? Or I'll even give you something in between. How about that? How about something in between for Jarrett Kelenic? Because at this point, I think we'd be happy with that, wouldn't we?
I think he's going to be better than he was last year, Jim. How's that?
Okay.
Which is going to be good enough. Which is going to be good enough.
Okay.
I think he's, you know, when I said this last spring training, the kid is, you know, he's a kid. He's still learning this thing out. I mean, and it's like, Jim, go back to your young paper days and you come into the PI with one of the, you know, everybody's like, Jim Moore is one of the top writers in the world. And you're coming in with
not a single soul was saying that.
Well, let's just say that was happening, Jim. And then you're coming in with another young gun, this Tim Booth, who's also one of the top writers in the world. And Tim just knocks it out of the park, you know, column after column, you know, and you're kind of,
nobody
like,
was saying that about Booth either. Lies.
Bad ones, you know, it's not easy. I mean, 2 years ago, we sat down in spring training. It was Jarrett Kelenic and Julio Rodriguez show. They did all their interviews together. I mean, he's been in the shadows, and he's still a young guy. I mean, we got to give this guy a little bit of a break. He's still very young, and we've put so much on him that I just want him to be a little bit better, and I think it's going to be a good thing. So I'm hopeful.
Chris is a...
I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably like, Egan, you're so full of BS right now, but, you know.
You're talking to
and
one.
And I know you're one of them. You know? That's okay. It's just a pleasure to be here on 93.3 every Friday.
93.3.
Yeah.
Do you think the new rules, I mean, someone like Jared who seemed to hit into every shift possible last year when he wasn't striking out, do you think the new rules have a chance to help him? And what do you think of the new rules we're going to see in baseball this year?
Well, I think I'm glad this shift was, it was just kind of getting to the point when you look over there and you got seven guys on the field sitting over there on the right side. And it just didn't feel like baseball to me sometimes. So I like that. I feel like it's going to be more baseball. It's going to provide more offense. I mean, it's just offense sells. Let's just, you know, back to the beginning. Yes. Pitching is what wins, but offense sells tickets. Offense draws the young crowd. This is a sport that needs more action, needs more energy. It needs to be quicker. I like the quicker game. Baseball is a long game. We live in a world where kids live on their phones with short attention deficits. We live in a world where people tell you to post videos that are under 30 seconds because there's a reason for that, because people can only watch for so long. So making it a quicker game, I think, is a good thing. The bigger bases, I think, is going to, you know, provide a little bit more safety. I like that they're trying some things out. You know, I would rather they do that than nothing. Like what we're seeing with the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star games, you know. I mean, sure, the Pro Bowl is trying things, but that thing is just a failure. I mean, is anybody excited for that thing this weekend? I don't know anybody. So to answer your question, Tim, I do like these rules. I don't know if I sit there and hear everybody say, oh, the Mariners are going to really, you know, embrace this because Colton Wong is going to be better at second base and we got Perry Hill. Well, everybody has an infield coach. I love Perry to death. I mean, Perry and I go way back. But everybody's going to be going over these rules, and everybody has a pretty good second baseman. So I don't think the Mariners have an advantage with these rules.
Chris Egan is with us, Jim Moore, and Tim Booth in for Jason Puckett. Chris, some sad news, though. Disappointing news this week with Breanna Stewart leaving the Storm for the Liberty. And it sounds like you had a good relationship, a good working relationship with her. And, yeah, disappointing for Storm fans and media types as well.
Yeah, this is a tough one, Jim. I think that, you know, the Storm have done an incredible job over there. They have one of the best attendance records in the WNBA. And obviously, Sue Bird was a huge part of that. Lauren Jackson, Jewel Lloyd, but Breanna Stewart, you know, arguably one of the greatest WNBA players. She, you know, MVP in 2018, Rookie of the Year in 2016. She's already won two gold medals. I was able to watch her in Rio and win her first gold medal with Team USA. She, you know, she's brought two WNBA titles. I mean, she averages over 20 points, 8 rebounds. And here was the tough thing with this was it was kind of a package deal. If somehow Seattle could land her, she was going to take a discount and bring in a friend of hers by the name of Courtney Vandersloot, who I covered back at Kentwood back in the day and helped bring some state titles at Kentwood. She played at Gonzaga. And I actually just saw her in Paulsboro the other night. She came to watch the North Kitsap game because she has some relatives on the coaching staff for North Kitsap. And I was thinking, God, this is a good sign. Courtney Vandersloot's here. And then, you know, a couple hours later, Stewie announces she's going to the Liberty, and Courtney Vandersloot follows her there, which leaves Seattle pretty much with just Jewel Lloyd. And it's going to be a tough road for them. The fans will stay faithful, I know, but it just without Sue, you kind of feel like the energy is not going to be there, and that's a lot to put on Jewel Lloyd. So we'll see what happens. They may end up having a couple tough years and may have to pick up a couple first round picks and build from, you know, could be a rebuilding couple of years for the Storm right now.
This is kind of a big transition though for them, because basically throughout the franchise's history, you had either Lauren Jackson, Sue Berger, or Breanna Stewart as one of your anchor pieces, and arguably some of the best players in the entire world. And now you're left basically with Jewel Lloyd and a whole lot of questions.
Well, and Tim, not only, you know, the anchor pieces, but they were kind of pretty big on the national stage. I mean, look, Berg was the face of women's basketball. Stewie just signed this multi-million-dollar Puma deal. You know, she was kind of on the face of, you know, and Jewel is a very good player. It was on the Olympic team and brought home a gold medal as well. But you're right. I mean, we've always kind of had that marquee MVP type performer, and it's going to be a little different this year. So who knows? You know, it doesn't take long in the WNBA to get a couple first-round draft picks and just get right back in the mix. So maybe a couple tough years, and who knows? They'll be back in it soon.
Last thing for Chris Egan here on 93.3 KJR FM. All right, so you've been all over the place, but you didn't mention one place that I thought you would be at. And I guess
is that
because
Morocco?
No, I was wondering if you went to the reptile and exotic animal show there at the Washington State Fairgrounds in Puyallup, and I wanted a report on that. And do you know anything? I mean, did you have any sources that told you how that went? Because I was thinking about going because I was thinking, man, I haven't seen a gecko in a while.
Here's what's concerning, and I need to chat with the folks at the Washington State Fair. I don't know if these things are going on at the same time, but you've got the reptile.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The reptile thing going on one end, and then you've got the sportsman show going on at the other end. So, I'm just curious if something gets loose. What's going on down there? It could be the old Wild West down there today. I hopefully they're separated by some type of wall, but I would hate to see, you know, an alligator mosey on into the hunting area, or the, you know, a snake. Nothing worse than a python rolling into the kids' trout pond. So hopefully they've got security on that down there today. But I have not got to the reptile, whatever it is, Jim, exhibit yet.
That was last weekend, but. Always fun to catch up with you, Egan. Get the hell out of here now, okay?
Hey, go Sounders tomorrow, all right? That's what I'm saying. Go Sounders. Big game tomorrow.
Okay, go Sounders. I'm with you.
I can't say go Sounders. I just have to watch it and write about it.
Okay, the objective.
Even though it's happening halfway across the world.
Okay. There goes Chris Egan. We always enjoy talking to Chris every Friday here on 93.3 KJRFM. Coming up next, another regular Friday guest. It's an off day for the Super Bowl, but Troy wins. He's got some picks on some props. I think you're going to enjoy this. Troy wins. He's next. It's Jim Moore with Tim Booth in for Puck. Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
It's time to pucker up and roll the dice. This is Puck the Picker versus Jim Moore's Smoke and Lock of the Week. Brought to you by TroyWins.com. Sports bettors don't make any plays without getting expert advice. Troy Wins consistently hits on 60% or better. Log on to TroyWins.com and click on the free page link to get today's lock. And presented by the Tulalip Resort Casino Sportsbook. Let the betting begin when all you want is everything. They're excited that their DraftKings Sportsbook operations are now open at both Tulalip Resort Casino and Quill Cedar Creek Casino. The views expressed on Puck the Picker do not represent the views of this station. And we're thankful he doesn't do this for a living.
I always get a kick out of that part. Yeah, Puck does not do this for a living, but he's getting pretty good at picking winning golfers. I do know that. Troy Wins joins us now. It's Jim Moore with Tim Booth in for Puck. Puck is down in Long Beach, California, watching his daughter at a gymnastics meet, and he'll be back on Tuesday. Tim Booth returns on Monday with me. Troy Wins, Troy West, how are you today, sir?
I'm actually up in your neck of the woods on hole 8 at Coal Creek and puffing on a cigar. So life's not too bad at TroyWins.com.
Oh, nice. How'd the first 7 holes go for you?
Bogey golf, a little bit of rain, but hey, it's actually a nice day to be up on the hills up here at Newcastle. It's not too bad of a golf day for February.
Oh, well, good. We're glad you're having a good time, and thanks for carving out some time for us too, Troy. Weird, isn't it, to not have football this weekend? You got some other picks that you like there, and maybe in college basketball?
Yeah, you know, it never stops, and this weekend's a great weekend for college hoops, so definitely come take it. We'll have a full slate. You've got Gonzaga at St. Mary's tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that line. They could even, I don't think they will, but they could even come out as an underdog. St. Mary's is playing outstanding basketball, and they're at home. Really curious to see that line. I do think you'll see the Zags at -3 or -4, but great game to look forward to. And then you've obviously got your Cougs at UCLA. Cougs obviously not playing very good basketball right now, and Washington's obviously on the road at USC. So great slate of games in college hoops, so come take a look at TroyWins.com. But we will have a big play on that St. Mary's Gonzaga game tomorrow.
Okay, and what else can you tell people? I mean, you got the $25 a week thing going. I mean, that's always, you got all your picks there. And what else can you expect when you go to TroyWins.com?
Yeah, you really do. You get everything. You get hockey, you get golf matchups. We've actually hit 2 out of 4 outright winners. Last week with Max Homa, 2 weeks before that in the Century, we had John Rahm. So we're off to a hot start. And golf as well. We cover college hoops, NFL, you name it. If it's out there, we're going to cover it. And it's $25 a week. And if you're not happy with the service, we'll give you your money back. There's no questions asked on that.
Well, the Super Bowl, we all know, is next week. And it's the Eagles and the Chiefs. And we'll get into the football part of things next week, next Friday, when we talk to you then. But what about some of these fun props, Troy? I mean, can you, like, can you handicap some of these things for us? We're just having fun here, but the one that I always enjoy every year, how about this one? I don't know where you're going to go with this one, but, you know, the people that say tails never fails, I don't buy that. I think you need to call heads on that coin flip, because I think heads wins more than 50% of the time. And people will tell me, no, that's not true, Jim, but I don't care about those people. I'm calling heads every single time. When that coin goes in the air, Troy Wins, what's your call?
Well, it's like playing roulette, right? You've got a 50-50 shot. So, you know, I like to go back and look at the last 10 years and what it's been. And, you know, the last few years, it's been tails. So, you know what? We're going to go heads with you on this one, Jim. So, again, it's like playing roulette. So have some fun. You've got a better shot at hitting the coin toss than you do sitting down at those slot machines or playing blackjack. So we're going to roll heads on the coin toss.
Troy, are you a degenerate? I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about someone in general. A degenerate or a loser or both when you bet on the coin flip in the Super Bowl? Hello, Troy. Oh, we lost Troy.
Troy up in a bunker?
Where'd Troy go? Sometimes, yeah, the reception might be kind of a little spotty up there at Newcastle. So we'll...
I don't get the chance to play Coal Creek very often, so...
We'll try to get Troy Wins back from his golf round up there at Newcastle. All right, do you like these? I mean, do you do these things? I mean, do you...
No.
You don't do any of these?
I'll do, like, the squares on the Super Bowl.
Oh, the squares are fun.
Yeah, I'll do the squares, but I don't like touching, like, heads, tails, or the length of the national anthem or anything like that. That seems kind of risky.
Okay, Troy, you're back. What, did you have a putt? Did you roll it in, or what happened there? We just lost you for a second. There's Troy. Troy Wins. He's lining up his birdie putt at number 8.
He has 15 feet for a par.
Creek. If he sinks this putt, he will win the tournament. Troy eyes it. No, I don't know what the hell Troy's doing. Okay.
He'll win his bet.
I really don't. So, I mean, even the anthem, though. You don't... I mean, the national anthem, because I haven't bet on it either. This year, it's being sung by Chris Stapleton. And it's... the over-under is 125 seconds. And over 125 seconds is the favorite. A slight favorite over-under.
That seems long. 2 minutes and 5 seconds for an anthem seems long.
But what do you do? I mean, do you go back and check out?
Like, is there like a history? Like, you can go back? I'm sure you can find stuff on YouTube where he has sung the anthem previously that you could probably go back and look at. But like, how much research? Like, is there a database? Like, is there a anthemreference.com the same way you have like profootballreference.com where you can go in and find all this information about how long someone has sang the anthem previously?
I think you could. And I think you could kind of maybe measure the person's ego that's singing the national anthem. And maybe Chris Stapleton, when he's at a high school affair or something where he's just kind of mailing it in, you know, he sings it real fast. But when he's at the Super Bowl, he might want to just lengthen it out a little bit.
I don't think Chris Stapleton is singing at high schools anymore.
You don't think so?
No, I would assume it's probably college and professional events at this point.
Probably not. You can even bet on the length of the word brave at the end of the Star Spangled Banner.
Now, see, that's too much. That's like, come on. If you're betting on that, you've got some serious... Either you have a lot of disposable income that you feel like you can bet on basically anything, or you've got some issues.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun, though? The over-under on the length of the word brave by Chris Stapleton at the Super Bowl when he sings the national anthem is 5 seconds.
Who's responsible for timing that?
Well, probably the betting sites, I guess.
Yeah.
No. So there's some guy sitting there with a stopwatch, or...
No.
Yeah.
No. No. That's too much.
You wouldn't participate?
No, I would not participate in something like that. I wouldn't participate in maybe the coin flip I could get behind because it is, you know, pretty straightforward, but I'm not going to bet on anthem length or the length of the word brave as someone singing it.
You can bet on whether Chris Stapleton misses a word in the national anthem. And here's the thing I always say about that. Like, we all think we know the national anthem. We all think we know the words to the Star Spangled Banner. I'm here to tell you that if you sat there right now and tried to sing it, I think you might miss a word or two.
You're probably right. But I might not miss a word. I might use the wrong word. Like, it might be a replacement word along the way that is the incorrect word. That would be my guess, is that someone is more likely to do that than actually miss a word in the anthem.
Yeah. Now, this is going to sound like total BS, but it's on my gambling website, and you can literally gamble on it if you want to. Rihanna, the halftime show, you can bet on whether she exposes a butt cheek or not. And... yes is the favorite over no. Seriously, are you going to bet on something like that?
No. Well, maybe. I mean, she has been out of the spotlight for a few years. Maybe I would. It seems very likely. I would actually probably bet yes on that.
Okay, and there's all these different things too. You can bet on the primary color of her dress or shirt, her hair color. Black is the favorite over blonde and red and pink and purple and blue. And then who will make an appearance with Rihanna on stage? Because someone's going to come out with her. Jay-Z is the favorite there. Drake is the second favorite. Eminem. And then I got to admit, there's a couple guys I've never heard of. Should I know? Like, help me, kid. Help me, Tim. ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky. T.I. I've heard of Kanye West in Future, but they're all on the betting sheet here too.
How are you not up with all of these artists?
I'm just not.
I'm really disappointed. And frankly, how many of these are you going to bet?
I want to bet on ASAP Rocky.
You're going through all of this because deep down you want some sort of validation that it's okay to bet on the length of the word brave or how long Chris. Yes, you are.
No, you're wrong about that.
No,
I'm going through
I am
all
right.
of this because we lost Troy Wins on a golf course is why I'm going through all of this. Yeah. If Troy Wins he's our handicapper. Do you think I'd waste his time with some of these nonsensical,
So you're going to waste my time with him? It seems like you're seeking some sort of, validation. It's okay to bet on this, Jim. It's okay.
It is okay to bet on it. You're right. I'm with you on that. But that's part of the fun of the Super Bowl. And next week when we get Troy Wins back, if he's not on a golf course somewhere, we'll get his picks on what he likes with the over-under and the Chiefs-Eagles, which side he's on. The last I checked, it was, Philadelphia by one?
Yeah, I think it was, it was a small line, whatever it was.
Okay, well, who do you like in the game? Well, let's get your pick there. Tim Wins,
TimWins.com. Tim Wins. I would probably lean the Eagles either way, whether they're getting points or giving points. I think I would lean the Eagles just slightly, but I haven't thought that far. It's a week plus away. I haven't thought that far ahead. My mind is not.
It's sports radio. Figure your way through it.
I'm too busy thinking about what I would bet tomorrow on Gonzaga St. Mary's because Troy brought it up or UW USC. I'm not betting the Cougs. That's for damn sure.
Why not? We usually play really well at Pauley Pavilion.
What was their record at Pauley Pavilion all time, Jim?
3-58 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, TroyWins.com. He'll be back next week, fortunately. Oh, wait, Booth will be here Monday, but not all week. Puck will be back on Tuesday, thank God. All right, so coming up next, are we going to talk to Inverness? He's here, right? Or is he out at Snoqualmie Casino? Not sure where he is. We'll figure it all out. It's Jim Moore with Tim Booth. He's in for Puck, Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
Coach, I'll just tell it like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
We are back for one final segment. Jim Moore with Tim Booth in for Puck. Joined now by Ian Furness, the host of the Ian Furness Show from 1 to 3 with Jessamyn McIntyre. When does she get her name in the marquee there? Is she...
Soon, probably. Yeah, soon. I don't think she wants it because there's that way, like when they pull the plug, then it's just me. You know, at that point, it's less is more in that regard.
She's not collateral damage, is what you're saying.
No, I'll keep her around. It just it makes more sense. Kevin was always that way, just kind of fly under the radar. You know, if I do something or things go south, then it's just me.
They're not going to pull the plug on you. Although it is the radio business.
Yeah, I mean, who are you talking to? I mean, like it's happened to you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It was rather abrupt.
Well, I heard you. It usually is. It usually is.
It wasn't a soft landing, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they don't always like you to stick around. Oh, you'd have to come in.
No.
That's good.
But they would say it was probably because of the pandemic or whatever.
Oh, was during the pandemic.
God, I went out to Tiger Mountain, and I was doing Bachman Turner Overdrive, playing air guitars. I was walking on the trail that day.
But you were so happy?
It was it was just kind of weird.
Relieved.
I don't know why I had that feeling. Yeah.
You're relieved.
You are a go-for-a-walk air guitar guy.
Well, that day I was. Yeah.
Have you done that?
Roll on down the highway? The guitar solo in that?
Have you done that at other times?
Yeah, there have been times. Yeah, but
I understand that was a stressful situation and one that probably needed a release of some sort. But don't be walking down the trail air guitar guy.
Oh, well, nobody saw me.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I was up on Tiger Mountain. I was with my dogs and nobody saw me. But no, it's not. But Ian, you're a legend, man. They're not going to.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm not even a legend in my own damn house, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I heard how'd it go when you got home, or did you talk to your wife about?
Well, she doesn't know I talked about her on the radio, so that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, she'll find out at some point because somebody, that she works with will say something to her, but then she'll give me a look and I don't know. We move on. There's an area a week that goes by that I'm not in trouble for something,
No, but you've done really well though, because you're coming up on a 30-year anniversary this year, right?
Yeah.
What do you attribute your success to?
She couldn't find a better option yet. don't know.
Haven't gotten traded in for a new model.
Haven't got, yeah, I mean, just it's you know, complacency. I don't know. I mean,
you ever get sick of that? You ever get tired of that happy wife, happy life thing? I mean, I know happy husband, happy life doesn't rhyme, but.
Right. I mean, I push the limits. I mean, I think last weekend she said, do you really need another beer? And, yeah, probably do.
Do you really need another beer? Oh, that's good.
I said, yeah, I probably do. I'm at a party with your family, so.
Then you definitely did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a whole different world. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, we got two kids, and, you know, you get to that point with the kids, it's just kind of plug along. Although, see, now the kids leave. When they leave, right, then it's just me and the crosshairs, you know.
Oh, that's right.
There's nothing to deflect.
There's no buffer. And the good thing is, like, for a long time when we were, like, the oldest one, she was usually the one that would, if it wasn't me in trouble, it was her. Like, the boy, he doesn't get in trouble. He's the baby and, you know, mm-hmm. you know, my baby this, my baby that. And it's like, you know, my daughter and I would be the ones in trouble all the time. So it was very simple. It was mm-hmm. like, you know, Bree would just, like, look at me and roll her eyes. Like, then my wife's favorite line with Briani was, you know what? You're just like him. And then would point to me. And she's like, I don't know how to take that.
how are you dealing with a non-football weekend this weekend?
It's great. Let's see. What are we doing tomorrow? We're doing a little beer tour tomorrow. My friend Heather's turning like 30. Okay, she is listening.
That was very diplomatic.
Yeah. So we're doing a little Georgetown area beer tour. Can't wait.
Got a
couple DDs, and we're gonna do Georgetown Brewing. Obviously, we're gonna do two beers / Seattle Cider. We may even check out Lowercase. Yeah, I'm excited about that. May hit some golf balls on Sunday if it's not, you know, like it is right now outside. Got to hit some golf balls. Get ready for a Super Bowl tournament next weekend. I can't wait. Let's go.
Good deal.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I'm all in, man.
You have a lot going on.
Yeah, I just have enough going on to just kind of get me through the weekend. So. I mean, there's nothing, like, it's a weird weekend, right? Because I don't know about you. I'm not watching the Pro Bowl. And this is the first year. I know Puck would be losing his mind if he heard me say it. This is the first year I really can't, and I've never had a problem with it before. I cannot, for the life of me, get into the NBA this year. I don't know why. Just can't. Like, I turn on an NBA game, and I'm, like, almost immediately turned off. And I don't know why that is.
Do you think it could be, I mean, you've always been a hockey guy, but do you think it's because the hockey team
better.
Is a little bit better?
Yeah,
and a little
it might
more
be.
Relevant?
Yeah, it might be. And so I find myself watching a random hockey game on the package as opposed to the NBA. But the NBA, there's just something about it right now that's just a turnoff. And maybe it is, maybe it's just, you know, 2008 is finally catching up to me. But I've always had a desire to go to a couple games every year, take my son, and I just kind of... And I see crap like Dylan Brooks last night, and I'm just like, what a clown. You know, it's a clown league. It really is. Like, that's just, like, it's just a, he'll get, like, what, two games, you know?
Should get, like, 10 games, but.
Well, did you see the video? I forget, he did that to Josh Hawkinson when he was playing for Oregon, too. He kicked him.
Oh, did he really?
In the nuts, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Hawkinson, somebody said, is that you, Josh Hawkinson? Posted that, and he goes, yeah, and he is a dirty player. Like, what a punk.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. He wasn't the one that punched the albino kid, was he? At UW? What was that kid's name?
I've forgotten. No, I don't know who that
Appleby
was.
Or whatever his name was.
Oh, Ryan Appleby. Stanwood.
Who was that? Who was that suckered him?
Oh, God, who was that?
It was an Oregon Duck.
No, it was an Oregon player.
It was a Duck.
Wow. No, you're right. I don't remember which player
it was.
It
wasn't Brooks, though. It wasn't Brooks. Was it another Brooks? Was there another Brooks there?
Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks. That's who it was.
Well, Aaron Brooks was like 15, 20 years ago. And Appleby wasn't that long ago.
I think Appleby's pushing 40.
Yeah.
Might be.
Oh, my God. I'm getting old.
Yeah. God, Oregon. What a bunch of dirty basketball players, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound like Softy.
I love that today, by the way.
Yeah. What do you got coming up?
Freaking Molly. We'll check in with, what do we got today? Oh, Jalen Watson is going to join us at 1:30 today.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Yeah, yeah.
Two interceptions in the playoffs.
Yeah. We'll check in with him at 1:30 today. Ian Rappaport, 2:30. And Rob Rang, just after 2 o'clock. We'll check in with him on draft and how's Jackson Kirkland doing this week at the East-West Shrine, I think is where he was. And we'll check in on Deion Henley at the Senior Bowl. And then also the center that everyone's just falling in love with from Minnesota, which seems, last I checked, there's a team that needs a center.
It might be in Renton, maybe?
Could be. All right, Ian Finnis.
Hey, Booth, thanks for doing the hockey thing yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Coming up with some good names. You're now a Molly Whopper.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
That's Ian Furness. He's next. Tim Booth, thank you. Chris Kidd, thanks to you. Appreciate you keeping everything on the rails here. And we'll be back Monday. Tim will be with me then. Puck will be back on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for?
We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.